Novelist Alan First specializes in spy thrillers set during the Nazi occupation of Europe. The dateline for his newest book is Paris in the spring of 1938. The novel is called Kingdom of Shadows. Alan Chews has a review.
Alan First's books are pitch-perfect, utterly convincing portrayals of dark times and dark places. Kingdom of Shadows compounds the darkness. It takes us into the life of Nicholas Morat, a dapper Hungarian exile and former World War I cavalry officer who is part owner of a French advertising agency. But Morat's real calling turns out to be espionage. Under the tutelage of his uncle, a member of the Hungarian diplomatic corps in Paris, Morat makes several forays back into Middle Europe, to Czechoslovakia, where the army hopes to lock the Germans out of its threatened borderlands, and to Hungary, where the power of the fascists grows greater by the day. And night. Under cover of darkness, Morat works to keep the encroaching Germans at bay, serving as part of the shadowy network of anti-fascist old royalty, Democrats, and principled conservatives who live with the hope that they can stop the growing Nazi menace. Unlike a lot of the authors of unconvincing popular fiction about spies during this period, First creates his authentic atmosphere out of a thousand details. The nicknames for prostitutes of a certain Paris district, the description of the insignia on the old Hungarian currency, the taste of a certain French country cheese. But it also thrives on a suppleness in the prose that translates a slice of terrifying history into something like the best spy movie you've ever seen.
The book is Kingdom of Shadows by Alan First. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.